How to go from employee to entrepreneur. What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where we talk direct response copywriting, growth marketing, and strategies to grow your business every single day. With your host, Nabil Aziz. A few weeks ago, one of my email subscribers emailed me and asked me, could you write an email talking about how to make the switch from day job to copywriting full time? I'm sure it's been done to death. It has, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Uncle Nabil going to give you the medicine. Step number one, you're going to have to eat shit for a while. You need to find at least 5 hours a week to work on your business. That's less than an hour a day. Where will you find it? If you want to eventually transition to working for yourself, it doesn't matter where. You'll do what it takes to make the time. Spend that time A, finding clients, and B, servicing clients. Don't spend it faffing about on getting logos and business cards designed and building a shitty looking website from scratch using Wix or Squarespace. Hell, you don't even need a website. Step number two, unfuck your dysfunctional ideas about money. Now there are two parts to this. Part number one, optimize for your happiness. Now it's real cute to say, I just want to follow my passion and do what I love. I don't really care about money. I call bullshit. I mean, following your passion is fine until you have bills to pay and mouths to feed. I have a wife and kids. Happiness, for me, is being able to buy 5 plane tickets on short notice to go see my parents in Sri Lanka or Germany. Or buying my mother a first-class ticket to Dubai when she tells me she wants to visit. Or sparing no expense in homeschooling my children. Or being able to set up my very own home gym for powerlifting and weightlifting. And even if you're single, imagine being able to take a cab whenever you want without caring about the fare. Imagine going out for a meal with friends and picking up the tab without thinking, I hope I have enough money in my account. Imagine being able to effortlessly write a check for a charitable donation. You see what I'm getting at? Having enough money gives you flexibility. It gives you choices. You can choose to do what makes you happy. Part number two, optimize for your clients' happiness. This is something I learned from Ramit Sethi of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Clients pay you for the value you create. I'm a copywriter, but clients don't pay me to write words. They pay me to solve their problems through writing words. The better you are at solving your client's problems, you make him happy, the more he'll be willing to pay you. He's happy to pay you. And if you are the only one who can solve his problems, and this is where positioning comes in, which we'll discuss more in the next strategy, price is no object and you can charge whatever you want. The more money you make, the more value you can create by investing back into your business. It could be something as simple as hiring a personal assistant or an accountant so you can spend more time working on your business rather than in your business. And in my case, I could invest in paid subscriptions for conversion optimization technology or purchase an online marketing course so I can offer link building services and as an upsell. I can now solve more of my client's problems, making him more happy, which means he's more happy to pay me. It's a virtuous cycle. Finally, money is the best metric to know if you're making clients happy. This is a corollary of number one. it's hard getting people to buy. I mean, a 5% conversion rate is huge. The fact you can get people to buy from you is proof you're able to make them happy, for the simple reason that it takes a ton of trust for someone to pull out his wallet and pay. Don't put limitations on yourself before you even start. Working for yourself is not easy. Don't artificially limit yourself with the wrong mindset about earning money. You're setting yourself up for failure before getting started. Step number three. I don't care what you do. Your real job is salesman. Imagine you're a web developer or graphic designer or an internet marketer, and you've decided you're going to become a remote freelancer. What's the first to-do item that comes to your mind?
Oh, I need to set up a website. I need to get business cards done. I need to start posting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Stop. Do you know how to position your services in a crowded market? What's your unique selling proposition? How will you price your services? Do you know where to find clients? Do you know how to send an effective cold pitch? Do you know how to write a statement of work? This is something I learned from Mike Cernovich of Cernovich Media. I'll quote him verbatim. If you are an author, you are not an author. You are a marketer and a salesman. He mentions it over and over when talking to his listeners. If you can't get people to pay for your services, you're just another starving artist. Even if you have a passion project blog like me, if no one reads it, what you really have is a diary. You need to be good at your craft, no doubt, but being able to market yourself and close sales is the single most important skill you need for success. The majority of my financial and time investment in copywriting business has been learning these soft skills, and I recommend you do the same. In contrast, you can set up a beautiful search engine optimized website in under an hour and for less than $100. That's how easy the back end tech stuff is. Step number four, give yourself room to fail, aka don't quit your day job. What I mean is, don't quit your job until you have incoming revenue from your side gig equal to your minimum monthly living expenses for 3 months in a row. And don't quit your job until you have at least 6 months of minimum living expenses saved up. This is also something I learned from Ramit Sethi. What's the thinking behind this? Mitigating risk. Making a gradual transition in this way has a number of benefits. First, you know your side gig works, and you can make more money if you spend more time on it because you have the numbers to back it up. Second, you have a cushion of savings if things go horribly wrong for you. Third, and most important, an immense amount of pressure has been taken off you. The third benefit is key. You now have the flexibility to focus on quality of work over quantity. You don't have that air of desperation because you need to close that client to pay your bills. You can work on the projects and for clients you want to rather than have to. You can also feel comfortable charging what you are worth rather than competing on price. In summary, carve out a minimum of 5 hours per week where you work on your business. Reframe how you think about money. You are creating value in the world and you deserve to be compensated accordingly. You must get comfortable marketing yourself and asking for the sale if you want your business to grow. And finally, burning your boats is overrated. Nothing will ruin your ability to be your own boss more than needing to close that one client just to pay the bills. Can you think of any other mindsets I've missed? Whenever you hear this episode, wherever you hear this episode, leave a comment and let me know. And if you've made the shift from employee to entrepreneur, did you do anything different? I'd like to know that as well. With that, thank you for listening to the NabilAziz.com podcast. Please subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave a rating and review so I can boost my show on the iTunes algorithm rankings and get more people to hear the podcast and benefit from it. Until next time, peace.